Did you know that the very words you choose, like right now, could actually reveal something pretty profound about how your brain is wired? Today, we're doing a deep dive into something called agenesis of the corpus callosum, or ACC. It's this condition you're born with where the main connector in your brain, the corpus callosum, doesn't fully develop. Sometimes it's missing entirely. And our mission today is to figure out how that affects the way people create stories, process social stuff, using this really fascinating psychological tool, the TAT.
Right, the thematic apperception test. And that corpus callosum you mentioned, think of it as the brain's information superhighway. It's huge. Over 200 million nerve fibers connecting the left and right sides, the hemispheres.
Wow, 200
Yeah,
million.
it lets the logical side talk to the emotional, intuitive side, basically. And while people with ACC can have, totally normal IQs, its absence often leads to subtle but really significant issues with social understanding. Things aren't always obvious.
Okay, so let's unpack this study then. They use the TAT, show people pictures, ask them to tell stories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ambiguous pictures, so the story comes from the person. Traditionally, interpreting those stories is pretty subjective.
Right. Different analysts might see different things.
Precisely. But here's where it gets really interesting. They used a tool called LIWC,
LIWC.
Linguistic Inquiry and Word Count. It's this groundbreaking software that analyzes language objectively. It gives us a quantitative look, counts words based on grammar, meaning it turns language into data.
So less guesswork, more numbers.
Exactly. And this study compared 22 people with complete ACC to 30 controls, matched for age and IQ, analyzing their TAT stories with LIWC.
Okay, so comparing the language data from those two groups,
Right.
what did they actually find? What jumped out?
Well, connecting it to the bigger picture, the findings were pretty telling. The individuals with ACC, they used significantly fewer words related to emotions.
Fewer emotion words, like overall.
Especially negative emotions, words like sad or upset, angry, that kind of thing.
So maybe a harder time tapping into or expressing those more complex, maybe darker feelings. What does that suggest?
Well, it points towards that, yeah. And beyond just emotion, they also used fewer words related to cognitive processes.
Cognitive processes, like.
Like know. Or think, understand, words that often signal what we call theory of mind.
Theory of mind. That's
Yeah.
like guessing what someone else is thinking or feeling.
Exactly. Inferring intentions, beliefs, feelings. Seeing the world from another's perspective, they seem to do less of that linguistically.
Okay, wow. And socially, how did their stories sound different in terms of people?
Fewer specific social words, less mention of family or specific others, but actually more use of the general word humans.
More abstract, less personal, maybe.
Kind of. It raises this really important question, doesn't it? How does lacking that big brain connection affect integrating emotion, often processed on the right side? With language generation, usually on the left, that bridge is missing, so that internal conversation is just different, fundamentally altered.
That makes a lot of sense. Like parts of the internal dialogue aren't quite connecting up. And you mentioned grammar too. That structure gave clues.
Absolutely. The ACC group used more present tense verbs. He sits, she looks.
Ah, more describing the immediate picture.
Right, and more first-person pronouns like I, but fewer past or future tense verbs, and fewer third-person pronouns like he or she or they.
So, stuck in the here and now, and maybe more focused on their own perspective, less able to step outside.
It suggests that yes. Difficulty imagining timelines beyond the present, or really stepping into someone else's shoes in the narrative. They tended to describe what was literally on the card, much more than building a complex story with past context or future possibilities or deep character motivations.
So it's almost like their stories are flatter, more description than interpretation.
In a way, yes,
Yeah.
less of that rich interpretive layer we often add unconsciously.
This is, well, it's really profound. It shows how crucial that corpus callosum is, not just for basic function, but for these really complex human things like social imagination, emotional expression, storytelling itself.
It really highlights how looking at brain structure can shed light on very human aspects of communication, how physical differences create different ways of experiencing and describing the world.
So for you listening to this, maybe think about the subtle ways your own brain shapes your stories, both the ones you tell out loud and the ones you tell yourself about the world. How much of our everyday understanding, our empathy, relies on these incredibly complex connections running silently in the background, connections we just take for granted? Something to consider.